Slide 1. This component, Networking and Health Information Exchange, addresses what is required to accomplish networking across and among disparate organizations who have heterogeneous systems. As one might imagine, this topic covers a lot of territory, fraught with new topics and a lot of acronyms. My apologies, but that's what it is. I suggest you keep your glossary beside you as you study this material. Unit 4 covers basic health data standards and consists of 6 subunits. Over these 6 subunits, we will identify the set of standards necessary to establish semantic interoperability. In this subunit, we begin a discussion of the more popular set of terminologies in use today. Slide 2. Some of the terminologies address only some small component of the total requirements. Most controlled vocabularies were originally designed for a specific purpose, but over time expanded the scope. None were designed as a clinical communication language. The terminologies covered in this subunit include ICD-9 and ICD-10, International Classification of Disease, created by the World Health Organization. Common procedural terminology, owned by the American Medical Association. Diagnostic-related group, used by CMS. NDC, National Drug Codes, used by the FDA. RX norm, created jointly by NLM and others. Logical observations, identifiers, observations, and codes, LOINC, created by a consortium led by Dr. Clem McDonald, then of the Regenstrief Institute, now the head of Lister Hill Center at the NLM. Slide 3. ICD is sponsored by WHO. ICD is the most commonly used controlled terminology worldwide, and it is used mostly for diagnoses. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, CMS, requires its use for claims. The CM is for clinical modification, and is defined by the U.S. to extend the code set for billable items. This slide shows the evolution of ICD through a number of versions. ICD-9, CM, Clinical Modification. The U.S. is the only major country still using this controlled terminology. Estimates to change range from $5 billion to $15 billion. The U.S. is probably the last major country to use ICD-9. ICD-10, ICD-10-CM, and ICD-10-PCS. PCS is Procedural Coding System. ICD-10 is used by most of the world. The U.S. committed to change with a target date of 1 January 2013. ICD-11. Dr. Chris Shute of Mayo Clinic is chief editor of ICD-11. It includes SNOMED and DRG. The target date for completion is 2015. ICD is sponsored by WHO. ICD is the most commonly used controlled terminology worldwide, and it is used mostly for diagnoses. CMS requires its use on billing claims. The CM is for clinical modification and is defined by the U.S. to extend the code set for billable items. Slide 4. Most controlled vocabularies are more than a list of words. The next two slides illustrate approaches to a terminology model. Vocabulary sets use different models, which sometimes make it difficult to map from one vocabulary set to another. Many coding systems are based on a strict hierarchy in which a term can only be linked to a higher order term. In other words, a child can have only one parent. In this example, cholera is an infectious disease, which is a disease. Tuberculosis is a form of lung disease, which in turn is a disease. The advantage of a strict hierarchy is that the diagnostic process can move from a higher level, less precise term to a more precise term. Queries can be directed at any level. So a query for infectious disease would yield both cholera and meningitis. Slide 5. In a polyhierarchy, a term can have more than one parent. In this case, tuberculosis is noted both as a lung disease and an infectious disease. Both pathways lead to the top level of disease. In the structure, if we queried for infectious disease, we would get tuberculosis. If we queried for lung disease, we would also get tuberculosis. Slide 6. This slide is a table that shows the many ICD-9 codes that can be used to represent tuberculosis, biased with adjectives that relate to other things beyond the actual disease. This slide illustrates several of the problems with ICD. First, tuberculosis is represented by a large number of codes with little distinctions that are not clinically based. Secondly, no physician would ever write down a diagnosis of primary TB, no exam. Many of these codes are really billing codes, not medical. Some of these codes are compound and mix a physiological condition with a process or procedure. These codes work for reimbursement, but many are not good for clinical coding. The NEC means not elsewhere coded, and NOC means not otherwise coded. Again, these terms are not clinical and can lead to problems, as noted later. What does other respiratory TB mean? This might work for billing, but does not provide the level of granularity required for clinical decisions support algorithms. Slide 7. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-IV codes, are similar in structure to ICD. It was created by the psychiatric community because ICD did not provide the level of specificity and completeness that the psychiatric community felt it needed. It is a reasonably stable vocabulary. It is more a list of words than it is knowledge-based. It was not created for use in database infrastructures and does not have the richness of hierarchical linkages. The DSM-IV is published by the American Psychiatric Association and is not free for use. Slide 8. Current procedural terminology, CPT, was developed by the American Medical Association. CPT codes are required by CMS. The licensing fee can range from hundreds of dollars to thousands of dollars, depending on the size of the institution. CPT codes are redundant with other coding systems, but are an important source of revenue to the AMA and continue to be required. CPT codes are used to define, for purposes of billing, the nature of the visit, initial, routine, complicated, and the extent of activity by the provider. Slide 9. Here are some examples of CPT codes. 76090, unilateral mammography. 76091, bilateral mammography. 76092, screening mammography, bilateral, two-view film study of each breast. 76096, mammographic guidance for needle placement, breast, e.g., for wire localization or for injection, each lesion, radiological supervision and interpretation. 76645, ultrasound, breasts, unilateral or bilateral, B-scan and or real-time with image documentation. Note how specific some of the codes are. These codes have much significance related to billing. The reimbursement may differ greatly depending on the code used. A method to determine how providers should be paid related to effort is based on the CPT codes. That process, called the Relative Value Scale, RVS, assigns a relative value, which is adjusted by geographic region. The scale is based on physician work, practice expense, and malpractice expense. It does not include outcome, quality of service, severity, or demand, hence a criticism. Slide 10. Diagnosis-related groups, DRG codes, are used to group hospital cases into approximately 500 diagnosis-related groups. Each group includes diagnoses, procedures, and other factors, age, severity, complications, comorbidities. These codes are grouped based on the expectation that a group of items would use similar hospital resources. DRGs have been adopted by most payers and have been used in other countries. Slide 11. The slide shows examples of DRG coding. The patterns for reimbursement can be clearly seen. Coding skill and interpretation of DRG codes can also play a big factor in reimbursement. Again, this set does not work for clinical documentation. It is for billing only. These codes show the grouping of diagnoses, procedures, and other factors noted in the previous slide. Slide 12. NDC codes are used by the FDA. It is a list of all drugs manufactured for commercial distribution. An NDC code is a 10-digit, 3-segment number, which serves as a product identifier for human drugs and is also for reimbursement. It identifies the labeler, product, and trade package size. Codes may be reused and are limited in representation of drugs. The code for aspirin with codeine is 54868-0385. Note the listing includes dosage form, routes of administration, active ingredients, strength, and units. NDC codes are used for reimbursement. Slide 13. RX Norm provides normalized names for clinical drugs and links its names to many of the drug vocabularies commonly used in pharmacy management and drug interaction software, including those of First Data Bank, Micromedex, Medispan, Gold Standard Alchemy, and Multum. By providing links between these vocabularies, RX Norm can mediate messages between systems not using the same software and vocabulary. RX Norm now includes the National Drug File Reference Terminology, NDFRT, from the Veterans Health Administration. NDFRT is a terminology used to code clinical drug properties, including mechanism of action, physiologic effect, and therapeutic category. RX Norm is produced by the NLM and is included in the Unified Medical Language System. Slide 14. This slide illustrates the components and relationships that make up RX Norm. It is likely that RX Norm will become the preferred coding scheme for drugs in the U.S. It includes ingredients, composition, form, dosages, packaging, generic name, and brand name. Slide 15. The Veterans Administration National Drug Formulary Reference Terminology, VANDFRT, supports RX Norm and includes active ingredients and other detailed information. This file is used with RX Norm. Entity, information requested, active ingredient, drug class, kinetics, mechanism of action, physiologic effect, therapeutic uses. Drug component, clinical drug, dose form, kinetics, therapeutic uses. Finished dosage form, drug product, label, packaged NDC drug. Slide 16. Structured product labeling, SPL, is the data contained on the small print sheets in the packing of a medication. SPL defines the content of prescription drug labeling in XML format. SPL has this data as structured data that can be read and used by a computer. This feature is important for e-prescribing systems and for clinical decision support systems. Slide 17. DailyMed provides high-quality information about marketed drugs. This information includes FDA labels, package inserts. This website provides health information providers and the public with a standard, comprehensive, up-to-date look-up and download resource of medication content and labeling as found in medication package inserts. The DailyMed formats the data of SPL into a human-readable and understandable form. This database is the source of the information sheet typically given to patients. Slide 18. LOINC is used in the U.S. primarily for the name of laboratory tests. Its use in the U.S. is quite widespread. It is available without charge. Clinical LOINC is less frequently used. Laboratory portion of LOINC contains standard test names and codes, includes chemistry, hematology, serology, microbiology, including parasitology and virology, toxicology, drugs and cell counts for blood smears and cerebrospinal fluids, and antibiotic susceptibilities. Clinical portion of LOINC includes vitals signs, hemodynamics, intake output, ECG, obstetric ultrasound, cardioecho, urologic imaging, pulmonary ventilator management, survey instruments, and other. Slide 19. LOINC codes are used by many of the commercial clinical laboratories. New codes can be added quickly to the set with simple processes. LOINC has been defined by experts working in the field. Its roots came from major health centers and the commercial laboratories. LOINC codes are unique and have no meaning. The format is NNNNN-N, where the last N is a mod 10 check digit. A typical code, 4764-5. Each LOINC record corresponds to a single test or panel and includes long names, short names, and synonyms. Slide 20. These axes were defined by asking the question, what are the minimum characteristics we need to know to uniquely identify lab tests? The definition axes are 1. Component. What is measured, evaluated, or observed? Examples: potassium, hemoglobin, hepatitis C antigen. 2. Property measured. Characteristics of what is measured. Examples: length, mass, volume, timestamp, enzyme activity. 3. Timing. Interval of time over which the observation or measurement was made. Examples: point in time, PT. Observation integrated over an extended duration of time, 24-hour urine. 4. Type of sample. Context or specimen type on which observation is made. Examples: urine, blood, serum. 5. Type of scale. Quantitative, true measurement. Ordinal, ranked set of options. Nominal, for example, E. coli. Narrative, dictation from X-ray. And 6. Method. Procedure used to make measurement or observation. Examples: cuff method for blood pressure and automated BP measurement. Slide 21. For the first example, component is sodium. Property measured is substance concentration. Timing is point in time. Specimen is serum plasma. And measurement is quantity. For the second example, the component is sodium. Property measured is substance rate. Timing is 24-hour. Specimen is urine. And measure is quantitative. For the third sample, component is glucose, done as a 3-hour post-100-gram glucose load by mouth. Property measured is substance concentration. Timing is point in time. Specimen is serum plasma. And measurement is quantity. Slide 22. LOINC continues to evolve with new codes. New direction includes terminology for genomics. LOINC has a defined process for submitting new terms. The process can be done by anyone. The submitted term goes through a validation procedure. LOINC is the fastest controlled vocabulary to adopt new codes. LOINC includes clinical codes that overlap with SNOMED. LOINC also has codes for HL7 documents and for standardized questions that can be included on standard questionnaires. Slide 23. A free tool called Relma is available for searching and working with LOINC codes. A web-based version of that tool is now available. In addition to funding by the Regenstrief Foundation, this work has been funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the National Library of Medicine. As noted, LOINC is available at no charge. Slide 24. There is a close relationship between LOINC and HL7 messages. LOINC codes can be interoperably used to identify the laboratory test. OBX is the HL7 message segment for observation and result. The data element is identified by a triplet: the LOINC code, the test name, and an LN to indicate that the code comes from LOINC. The names, text, are self-defining. Slide 25. You will hear much conversation about free text or narrative and structured data. Free text means that the source enters or writes the documentation in free form without control or structure. That narrative is subject to all of the problems we have discussed. It is difficult to use that text to drive clinical guidelines, decision support systems, queries, and analyses. Terminology and data elements are one of the most important enablers to achieve semantic interoperability. The next subunit will continue to discuss other commonly controlled terminology sets. In this section, you have learned some of the more common controlled vocabularies. In many cases, a particular terminology is used for a specific purpose. In most cases, the doctor enters a textual term, and a coder does the actual coding. You will be exposed to many of these vocabulary sets.